what's the point of sending them to some place where they're out of reach of constitutional rights or international legal rights? So without even investigating looking into the studies, but important studies by the ACLU, by quite a number of others, the Center for Constitutional Rights, others have carried out important inquiries, but without even looking at them, we already know what's going on. Torture. No other reason for them being there. In fact, we could ask a further question. How come Guantanamo is in the hands of the United States? It's Cuba, after all. It's doing in the hands of the United States. Well, the answer is the United States invaded Cuba in 1898. Here it's called the Liberation of Cuba. In fact, the U.S. invaded Cuba to prevent its liberation from Spain. By now, scholarly record is quite substantial. Invaded Cuba to prevent its liberation from Spain, turned it into a virtual colony. In 1902, under military occupation, the U.S. Forced Cuba to sign a treaty, which among other things, which granted the U.S. the right of intervention, but also granted them use of the Guantanamo port, the important port in Guantanamo Bay, the major port in Cuba. It granted, of course, that's a treaty under the, you know, under military occupation, it's totally meaningless. But the U.S. insists on it and refuses to give it up. The treaty is even violating its own illegal treaty. The treaty says that the court could be used as a coaling station. Didn't say it could be used as a torture chamber. There is a place to get rid of Haitian refugees who Clinton refused to regard as political refugees, called them economic refugees, because they were fleeing from torture, the mass torture that the U.S. was backing. Nothing in the treaty said that. Nothing in the treaty says can be used as a torture chamber. So we're violating our own illegal treaty by even holding them there. And furthermore, one of the main reasons why the U.S. is keeping Guantanamo is just to prevent the development of Cuba. It's another long story. But this blocks the development of eastern Cuba, deprives of it its main ports, its access to the outside world. All of this is background. Known, but unknown, because we don't want to know it. And one question is, well, what can we do about it? Your question. And the answer is anything we feel like. We have a legacy of freedom, won by struggle by our predecessors. We have, most of us, a fair amount of privilege. Gives opportunities to do anything you want. You can compel your congressional representatives to cancel the everything that's going on there, and also give it back to Cuba, which is what ought to happen. And in regard to Cuba, one conceivable possibility, I realize remote, but conceivable, is that government policy might follow, pay attention at least, to the will of the overwhelming majority of American citizens, or that the media might report the will of the overwhelming majority. About two-thirds of Americans think that the U.S. ought to have diplomatic relations with Cuba and end the torture, the illegal embargo, and all the rest of it. Well, that's just two-thirds of the American population. If it was possible to discuss these matters, the numbers would be much higher. But it doesn't enter into policy in what we like to think is a functioning democratic system. It's by no means the only example. So the answer to what we can do is we can be real conservatives. We can say take the position of the large majority of the American population and say, yeah, I think the government ought to pay attention to the large majority of the population. The media and commentators ought to report it. We should establish diplomatic relations with Cuba, end the torture and terror, give them back the region that we basically stole from them at gunpoint. And in the course of doing this, end the atrocities that are going on there, in fact, to end the whole background of presidential authorization to declare people out of beyond the law, enemy combatants, which was just reaffirmed by Congress in one of the most outrageous pieces of legislation that has ever passed in the United States, the Military Commissions Act.